And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Good afternoon. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, and I'm the mayor, newly elected mayor of the city of Prescott, and today's host of the program. This is my first time hosting, so we're going to have a great program today. We've got two great businesses to highlight today. The first we're going to talk to is Glenn Henshaw with Risa Ware, who is the owner of Risa, a Prescott-based business that's disrupting the world of footwear. And then our second guest is John Halley. He's with Vinyl Visions, and he moved here recently and relocated his business from California, and I look forward to talking to John more about what he's doing with Vinyl Visions. But first up, we have Glenn Henshaw, and Glenn, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Greg, very much for having me, or should I call you mayor?
This is your first show, so I'm going to let you tell me the rules.
Greg is fine, Glenn. No worries. Well, first off, just kind of give us a sense of what you do, Glenn. Give us some background and kind of a real quick overview of your business.
Right. So the Risa name is a name from Sweden, which means rise or journey. And when we took a look at how to really manufacture custom orthotics, which is the primary business we're in, making orthotics and custom footwear applications, we've been through this exercise for well over 10 years and worked all over the world. And we discovered, we being my son and I and a number of engineers around the world, figured out a really clever way to use 3D printed manufactured what they call additive manufacturing to make custom insoles printed right in front of the customer in about an hour. And so we are officially the first group in the world to say, here's a true business to consumer application where you can stand there, scan your feet, design your own orthotic for the inside of your shoes. And literally in an hour, you can put it in your shoe and say that right foot and left foot are different, wider, longer, whatever the case may be. And it's really exciting because this is a journey that started for me about 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's amazing, Glenn. You know, when I first heard about this, I was excited to know that you could get custom orthotics done right in the store there. So how do you take a picture of the foot? What does that look like?
Well, if you think about when you step into the sand at the beach, or maybe you step out of the shower and you see your wet footprint on the ground, it has a unique shape, especially in sand. Sand, it has a contour look. So we got some clever engineers together, and we figured out how to crystallize sand. Effectively, it acts like Jell-O. So when you stand on it, you see through the bottom of the gel, the clear elastomer. And so we can then turn cameras and lasers on, and with modern 3D technology, we can instantly display that. So the days of, you know, my first pair of orthotics, a doctor had to cast my foot. Well, the nurse actually did it, but they sent it to a lab, and maybe it was 2 weeks later, they came back with a part, and I put it in my golf shoes, and they helped my right foot. My left foot wasn't quite right, so we went back, and they had to recast, and a couple weeks later, we got it. All in all, that was, you know, a couple $1,000 expense and a lot of time. And that was a long time ago, and I was racing bikes professionally. It wasn't golf that caused my problem. It was actually the bike, but it affected my golf game. So I learned about orthotics the same way everyone else does. I went to doctors and said, there's got to be a different way. And that journey began, and here I am today making the machines and the product and launching it worldwide throughout major retailers like Costco.
Right, right. Yeah. So let's talk more about that. Like, what is the, you have a kiosk. So tell me more about how folks interact with that kiosk and what that looks like. And then kind of, you mentioned Costco. Tell us some about the launch and kind of where you're headed.
Sure. So the foot care industry has been really interesting because over the last 10 years, we've seen the parts that are pre-made hanging on the shelf in different stores coming to the end of the aisle. And it's been great for us because it's educating the people that you can take your shoes off and you can start seeing yourself what your foot shapes are. And we've had a couple of our colleagues in the industry start, you know, making end-of-aisle product a little more accessible through basic scanning. And we looked at that space and said, you know, we really want to give the person the chance to really see the dynamic shape of their foot. And we want to give it to them live. So if they have an email account, as soon as the scan's done, not only do they see it on the screen, but they can see it on their email. They can share it with their doctor. It's basically giving that unique shape to the consumer. Once they have that shape, the artificial intelligence that we've gathered with hundreds of thousands of data points around the world are teaching us just exactly what people are doing, say, for some discomfort in their arches or, you know, plantar fasciitis, things of you know, common discomforts that people have in their feet. We can now use artificial intelligence to help say, well, okay, here's the shape of your shoe, here's the width and length, here's the contour, here's the exact shoe you're putting it in, this is what you're going to do with it, and voila, it comes back with, here's the best recommendation for you. Similar to the way we buy shoes, you know, we might buy this golf shoe because it fits this way, or that running shoe because it feels good and this doesn't cause any discomfort in your heel. But we're taking the inside of the shoes and we're now allowing the consumer to customize their own process. The kiosk looks, you know, a lot like a kiosk you would see at an airport. So you input your information, it takes a couple minutes, and then at that point you have the choice to say, well, I'll deal with this later, send me the email, and you have it permanently. Or I want to send it to my practitioner and get his advice on it. Or I want to just buy right now. And if you buy right now, and in the case we were here in the Costco, you know, right next door, you know, hundreds of people stepped on and hundreds of people bought insoles, and we made them right in the store. And there were two or three staff people that had a job, and the manufacturing was as simple as the cardboard box it went into when they left, and the raw material was as clean as the weed whacking material you use on a yard cleanup if you had a weed whacker. So
yeah.
There is no, you know, it's a very sustainable, very eco-friendly process. And the nice part about 3D printing is we can structurally design things to breathe, to structurally be soft or hard. And that's the really unique part of Riza that is exciting, is what we can do with in-store manufacturing.
Yeah, that's amazing. You cut out a lot of steps, Glenn, when you do that. I don't think people really, you know, 3D printing is kind of a newer thing for folks. And you mentioned the weed whacker trim line that really is the, you know, the basis for what you're using there in the 3D printer. And I guess, you know, talk a little bit more about the 3D printer. I know that you really kind of created your own 3D printers and used some engineers, I believe, from Embry-Riddle to help you with that.
We did. We had a fun challenge. We've been making orthopedic product and shoe wear in mainland China as well as Europe and South America for over 10 years. And big companies, you know, Nike, Adidas, companies like that contracted us to make parts and bits for them. And when we looked into traditional manufacturing like CNC machining a block of material or making an injected molded part, we had a lot of limitations. And so when 3D printing was introduced to me through actually the engineers at MIT that helped us with our optics, they said, look, if you know, the dentist industry uses this 3D printing to make crowns and various other, you know, applications for your mouth, you've got this great foot scanning and the software capability, why don't you look at 3D printing? And that was 5 years ago. And the machine that made my first pair of orthotics with a 3D printer was $1 million machine. I couldn't afford to make a lot of $1 million machines.
Right.
So we saw our first order and made a pair of insoles, and we stayed after it, and we saw the powder-based 3D printing. That's where they laser a layer of powder and then another layer of powder and another layer, and they grow. It's just like growing materials. And then we saw liquid printing, and the price started coming down a little bit. And a lot of hobbyists were using filament-based printing, which is truly looks like weed whacker, looks like fishing line. And they push it through, think of a rope being pushed into a hot glue gun. Mm-hmm. And so the challenge was how the materials can be lined up and layered and fused and melted together. And what does the structural part of that look like? You know, like the floor in your house or your roof has trusses and joists. And I spent a little time in engineering school a long time ago. I was born and raised in Prescott, and I left in 81 and spent time in Tempe and Florida going to engineering school and actuarial school and finance. And so when I re-looked at this project, my son found a 3D printer and said, look, you can buy these things, Dad. You know, the hobby shops have a lot of 3D printers, and good companies were out there making 3D printing. We said, well, let's make a 3D printer specifically for footwear. And so we had to find the suppliers that would help us change that. And the industry was going down a little bit at the time. And I kept telling my son, well, I think what we ought to do is just make our own printers, because that way we can control our supply chain. And so to do that, I went to, at the time we were in California, and I went to the local UC San Diego, and a couple of engineers helped us figure it out, how to make the current printers work. And then when my dad talked me into coming back to Prescott, and I saw the robotics guys out at Embry-Riddle, and I went to the professor out there and said, okay, who's the smartest kid in the class, and who's who's the one that you think could be the smartest? And so I grabbed a couple, two or three of the engineers, and we together with a really good engineer out of Spain took after the task with my son, and we built our own printer. And that exercise took place about 9 months ago, and now we just, you know, start figuring out we got several hundred, nearly thousands of these things we got to build this year. And our Embry-Riddle staff is up to about six, and we had about 80 of the students at Yavapai College for a training program that we're sponsoring here with the help of NACOG and Yavapai. So we're excited to, you know, get after it and get some people to work and help us build these printers and the kiosk and get ready for the orders we have.
Yeah, no, that's great. I want to, for sure, before we get done with you here, Glenn, go into more detail, particularly regarding the Yavapai College class that was pulled together. Yavapai College was very responsive, and we're very grateful for that partnership with Yavapai College, helping you out, getting people trained so they're ready to go here later this year to help you get this thing off the ground. Hey, look, we're so glad that I need to thank your dad, apparently, because he recruited you back here to Prescott. You've kind of been around the world, so to speak, and we're so glad that you decided to come back and kind of set up shop in your dad's hobby garage / warehouse. I've been to Glenn's manufacturing plant, and look, he is busting at the seams. Had my own orthotics printed, and love wearing them around, and they're amazing. They've really made a big difference. But let's go back to Costco. We kind of touched on that just real quick in a couple minutes. Glenn, tell us more what 2018 holds in terms of Costco and maybe some other retail centers with these kiosks.
Yeah, we're excited to announce that we're going to be in Macy's in Herald Square, New York, and we open the 4th of February. Las Vegas at Macy's, San Francisco Macy's, and Seattle Macy's. And we will continue to expand nationally with the Costco Roadshow program, which we go in for 2 weeks at a time. We'll be launching into 50 roadshow locations, traveling around the United States by summer. And we're anxious to get some permanent sites set up with the same kind of program with our friends at Walmart. And we've had some experience over the years, you know, testing the different versions of this with both Sam's Club and Walmart. So we're happy to get back in with them and get this into many, many retailers around the nation. We'll launch as many as we can, as fast as we can. A lot of it's predicated on our staffing and our equipment expansion, our capital expansion.
Right. And Costco, are you trying to hit about 100 stores here in the next few months?
It is, yeah. We're slotted to do several hundred road shows between now and the end of the year, and positioning ourselves for what we hope to be long-term in-store locations on some of the 600-plus locations they have in North America.
Yeah, I know this is amazing, Glenn. To have a custom orthotic that's manufactured while you wait in about an hour is very disruptive, as we know. It's very unique. I know there's some imposters out there that we were talking about that, you know, use your phone camera and try to get a picture of your foot, which I know is nothing like the extensive picture you take of a person's foot. But I just think this is going to really begin to appeal to retail. As you talk about Macy's and some of these other retail outlets, so many people are going online now to purchase, and this is something very unique that you really have to have a brick and mortar, and it's an experience. People get to go in and get this custom orthotic that normally would take probably weeks through a doctor, and this is going to happen in a course of an hour while you wait, while you're shopping. So it kind of keeps them in the store, in these retail outlets, while it's being manufactured or printed right there while they're shopping. So I think this has got a lot of potential. It's amazing that little old Prescott has their favorite son that came back thanks to dad. And we have this here in Prescott that's going to go nationwide. It is going nationwide here in 2018 and potentially even worldwide. So we're grateful, Glenn, to have you in town. And we're going to take a break here and come back to Glenn and talk a little bit more. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. This is Mayor Greg Mingarelli with Glenn Henshaw, and we'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome, everybody. We're here on KQ&A with Glenn Henshaw with Risa Footwear and having a great time just kind of learning more about his business and what he does here in Prescott and kind of how national and even worldwide this thing is going to go here eventually. And Glenn, at the break there, we were talking some about kind of the partnerships you've had with other educational institutions as you've kind of, you know, moved through the ranks here to get to this place. Let's talk a little bit about that and kind of where you've been and those partnerships you've had.
Yeah, it's been a real journey. Besides the commercial manufacturing centers around the world, the work I did with the U.S. Olympic research team in 2007 before we went to the Beijing Games to really mechanically understand how energy disperses through the foot and what the different materials are and shoes are to best perform as a volleyball player or a track field runner or cyclist in my case. So when we were able to bring this into the technical space, it was very, very exciting to get tied in with education centers. I had the luxury of working with the university in Washington, U of A with Dr. Armstrong, who's a really, really famous foot care doctor, especially around wound management, and another local Arizona guy. And when we were in Asia, my son came in and helped join me with manufacturing, but he went to school in Singapore and he went to school really around interactive design and media. Primarily because we were doing software development, and we found it challenging to control some of our code out of mainland China. So we set up with Singapore, which was an amazing city, country, and the universities and the school programs are amazing compared to what we had experienced here in the U.S. recently. And we worked with them and their students. And so when I came back into the U.S., and was working in Southern California near Carlsbad, we immediately found the internship programs were starving for corporations to come in and offer live experience and quite frankly, paid experience. Mm-hmm. And so when my family asked me to come back and kind of look after some of their property improvements and build an R&D center, we started in a room that's about 10 by 10, but we've grown past that. And I remember bringing the interns in, and they were excited because their printing lab at the university was not much bigger, and here we were bringing more printing equipment, more robotics scanning equipment, and pretty soon they were bringing more people in, and we were bringing more equipment in, and my father and my family were expanding the cleanup of the shop as fast as they could, and mm-hmm. Poor dad had to move his antique cars into the shed next door instead of the nice shop. He called it the Jay Leno shop, which became our R&D shop. But it's been great because now with the help of the local community, Jim Robb, the economic development guy here, has just been tremendously supportive in telling our story about, why did we choose, Prescott over, say, Bentonville or Seattle or San Francisco area or Carlsbad, where I was based, or back to Singapore. And the reality was the family brought me back here, but I also saw in other parts of the world, like Red Bull, for example, built a corporation in a village just outside Salzburg, and it was smaller than Prescott. Mm-hmm. And now it's a multi-billion dollar organization, and it's very beautiful and spectacular place. And I saw what Bentonville, Arkansas has turned into with the addition of obviously Walmart. Man, is it, their airport and their highway systems and their school systems and their entertainment halls. It's such a diverse place. And I seriously considered Bentonville. However, my parents don't live there.
Right.
So family's local, and I looked at Prescott and you say, I grew up here and I enjoy riding my bike still, not like I used to when I race bikes, but the trails are immaculate. There's hundreds of miles of trails, lakes, hiking. The weather's it's got all four seasons. And I just looked at it and said, there's an opportunity I could vision in my eyes. I could visualize having a very good tech-based job creation center to attract people, not just to come live here, but to come visit us for training. And Yavapai has, stepped forward in a very aggressive way. When I presented to them what we'd experienced in, say, Singapore, they all opened their eyes and said, this is how we step into the future. This is how we train not only young people, but elderly people to do new things.
Yavapai College you're talking about.
Yavapai College. Yeah. So they stepped up and helped, literally sent out, Rick Peters to work with me. Poor guy, nearly died. He couldn't believe how hard we were working. But he was a trooper. I mean, he really helped write the curriculum and, gave me enough grief and didn't go away. And we have a great friendship now. And he's actually sat down and managed to put together a program that starts here in a couple of weeks.
This all came together in a short amount of time.
It came together in less than 30 days.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
It's incredible. I told them they could do it in 30 days. They said, well, we're on vacation. And I said, well, waiting is for losers. We got to do this now. And if we don't do them here, some other place in the world is going to attract us in, because we can't tell Costco and Walmart and Macy's and the retail world that's trying to compete with Amazon and the other e-commerce sites around the world. They're looking at new and fresh ways to service the customer. And a lot of people still like going to the store and shopping and taking care of, hearing aids and eyewear and healthcare. And these stores realize that, and Prescott has an opportunity really to be a part of that. And we're here, and you asked me this question, you and the governor, when we first met, what it's going to take to keep you here.
Right.
And what it's going to take is taking action, and y'all have been doing that. And I'm very, very pleased. I'm worn out, but I'm still young.
Yeah, Glenn, I get that. And look, I was concerned because I want to make sure we keep these kinds of jobs in Prescott. And so that's why I was asking that question. And, I've been really pleased with how the community has stepped up. When we were trying to raise some capital, it wasn't that hard, I have to tell you. The first three people that we asked stepped right in and said, yes, we want to see these jobs stay in Prescott. And so I'm just really proud of our city for seeing the opportunity that you have here with RESA and stepping up and making it happen. And it's so fun to kind of hear why you came back, of course, for parents, but just all those great amenities that we have, not just, to live here, of course. And I'm a mountain biker, so I get it. I love all our trails. You're right. They're immaculate. But just for startups, you're finding that this is a pretty good spot for new business or startups.
It is. Any startup business has to get up early and they have to stay late. And the local community is relatively easy to get around. As you mentioned, we asked for some help because of the expansion. We're popping at the seams and we need help with, we probably need to figure out where to put a pop-up inside of one of the permanent stores on the square.
Right, because
we have people showing up at my dad's shop on Navajo, and everyone's like, well, we're a factory. How are we going to manage this? But we genuinely are aware that as an innovation startup, you're gonna work in Starbucks, you're gonna work in a rough R&D shop. Everything's not gonna be perfect, but you persevere through it. And this is a frontier town. I remember being a kid here and running around like the Wild West. And reality is it's a place to come retire, but it's got a lot of young and fresh ideas, and there's a good capital base of people, and I'd like to, bring back to them a good return on the investment that they're putting in and that the community's putting in. But at the end, we also generate through the jobs, we generate revenue for the city.
Right.
And, we know we're going to take a lot of our sales all over the world, but at the end of the day, the gentleman that's up next, quite frankly, is someone here locally that we hope will be making our raw materials right here in Prescott.
Great.
And we've already found each other the hard way by by having lunch and networking and sharing ideas. And he has the same issues I do, which is, where are the people going to live? Where are we going to get the people that aren't already here in Prescott? Are they going to move from other parts of the nation and, mm-hmm. and other parts of the world, quite frankly? And we're playing a part of that. We're bringing people here, and we're also hiring internally within the community. And both Embry-Riddle and Yavapai are instrumental in how this project keeps going. And certainly the expansion of our growth and our capital is going to be a key to keep up with the orders that are coming at us. We are manufacturing 3D printers in Prescott. We are manufacturing and assembling scanning kiosks that get palletized and shipped all over the nation and soon all over the world. And we are going to service that equipment, and we're going to teach people how to do the customer service. And most importantly, the overflow production units that aren't made on site will be made here in a factory in Prescott with materials from Prescott. And this is not just made in America. This is made in hometown. Actually, it's made right in your store. Right. So we can't get more homegrown than that.
No, I think it's great. I love to hear about all those partnerships with those existing businesses in town that you're already networking with, and with Embry-Riddle and Yavapai College. It's such a great fit, and everybody wins in that kind of scenario. So let's talk a little bit about kind of what you see as this job growth curve in 2018, particularly maybe in the next 6 months, Glenn, and then kind of drill down into what's going on with Yavapai College with this class that's starting, I believe, here in the next few weeks. And I understand people still have an opportunity to jump into that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a tight schedule because Rick Peters and the crew at Yavapai College start up that class on the 29th of the month. And NACOG has interview applications open, and we're pushing forward with the we have more than 30 candidates have come forward, but we're putting 30 people through a semester program starting in 2 weeks, and we put 30 more through in the summer and 30 more through in the fall. And it's an interesting program because for 3 days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you're in class. So you're learning about IoT, Internet of Things. You're learning about some basic coding. You're learning about electronics. You're learning how to build a 3D printer. Literally, we'll be building 3D printers in the classroom. The lab on Thursday and Friday is you're interning and being paid by RISA $14 an hour while you're going to school.
Paid to go to school. That's awesome.
And paid for school by RISA and with the help of NACOG. And if selected at the end of the program, you can go on the road and make as much as $25 an hour or 25%, whichever is higher. So with travel and per diems, it's a good job.
Yeah, these are high-paying jobs.
Yeah, they are. And they're not just local. They'll also be moving around the country, but coming back home, and training centers will be here, and management will be here, and see executives. And I need a personal assistant, so I'm looking for that, too.
Well, if this mayor thing doesn't work out, maybe I'll check it out.
Well, you got the tough job because you got a full-time, part-time job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're being trained well for what it would take to run a startup.
So what's the contact, or how can people get plugged into Yavapai College? Who would they contact? How do they go about that?
They would contact Rick, I believe it's Rick Peters, or they would contact 928-717-7721. And John Morgan runs C-Tech. He's the main guy that's kind of leading the troops on this. And Linda over there is also very helpful in communication with NACOG. And I'd give you Rick Peters' cell phone number. I think he would get mad about that. But just call that number again. It's 928-717-7721. And we're trying to place at least 100 to 200 tech-based people out of Prescott that will travel around running that job, and many management, customer service, and overflow production and assembly jobs will come from that same exercise. So that's based on the demand of locations we have where these pop-up factories are showing up at all these retail sites. So besides making the equipment, servicing the equipment, we got to go out and use the equipment to sell orthotics for millions of people.
You know, that's amazing, Glenn. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It's very interesting to hear what you're doing with RISA and all this great technology. These are great, high paying jobs. And, you know, I was just thinking as well, I think with that training, if those folks don't go to work for RisaWare, there's some spinoff opportunities for them to take that knowledge and use it in even other industry with the 3D printing. So it's a great opportunity for people to get into that program and to be paid to go to school, to have your tuition paid. I can't think of a better way to get through school. So again, I want to thank Glenn for being here today. Thank you so much for landing your business in Prescott. And we're for you. We support you. And we'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll be with John Haley, and he's with Vinyl Visions. And we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate it.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a longtime local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Prescott Valley Police need your help in locating a burglary suspect. Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says the incidents occurred sometime between last Friday night and early Saturday morning.
Eight vehicle burglaries occurred in the Quailwood area. The suspect took purses and wallets and then discarded them on other properties in the area. It appears that the suspect was looking only for cash, since credit cards and checks remained when property was discarded.
Ferguson goes on to give a description of the suspect.
He appears to be in his late 30s or early 40s. He was walking through the neighborhood on foot, checking car doors. Locked vehicles he passed by. However, if the door was unlocked, the suspect would enter the vehicle and remove the property.
The suspect was wearing blue jeans, a gray jacket, and a baseball-type cap. In all cases, the vehicle doors were unlocked. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone who has information on this incident is asked to call the Prescott Valley Police at 772-9267. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. With a winter storm expected to hit the area this weekend, ADOT is recommending you put off driving if snow does start falling.
ADOT officials say snow can be especially heavy in certain areas that can make driving an even greater challenge in winter weather. One example is Ash Fork Hill on I-40 between Highway 89 and Williams. Slide-offs and crashes on highways slick with snow and ice can cause more work for first responders and increase traffic backups. These accidents also make it more difficult and time-consuming for ADOT snowplows to clear roadways. When driving on a slick roadway, slow down in order to leave plenty of room between your vehicle and the one ahead, avoiding sudden braking that can result in a skid. More winter driving tips are available at azdot.gov. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight and tomorrow, with a chance of rain and snow this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 33 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 58 on Friday. 35 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 67 and a high on Friday of 65. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
January's chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Seshka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and I'm excited to introduce our next guest for the second half here, another great thriving business in Prescott, John Halley with Vinyl Visions, and he's the owner and came over here recently, and actually good friends with Glenn Henshaw, with Risa. Those guys have been networking, which is kind of fun to hear about, but John decided to move his company here and kind of took a little different route for different reasons. And so I want to talk more about that. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Mayor.
Absolutely. Well, first, what is Vinyl Visions? Tell us a little bit about just generally. What do you guys do?
Well, we like to say that we design, create, innovate. We like to develop products that aren't available in the industry and figure out how to make them, how to market them, how to deliver them. And so niche businesses excite us. So we're in the extrusion business. We extrude plastic. Instead, to explain that, it's like a Play-Doh maker. When you're a kid, you're squirting out Play-Doh with a dye. We're doing it the same thing, but with stainless steel dyes and heat and plastic. And we're getting into injection molding and recycling PVC and just kind of moving with the market and seeing opportunities.
Yeah, no, that's great. Cool. So what are kind of some of the mainstays for you, John, specifically? What kind of products are you putting out?
Well, our number one claim to fame is a product I patented about 2005. I basically made a better mouse trap. It's a window trim, and it's for the retrofit vinyl window industry. And once I came up with that development, it cut the labor into like a quarter of the time that it was before. And as a result, long story short, we ended up selling enough trim to circle the globe and passed. So that's exciting. So that's kind of what put us on the map. And as a result, we were about 85% of the market in the whole entire United States.
Wow.
So,
wow, that's cool. So who are your customers, John?
Our customers are Lowe's, Home Depot, all the window manufacturers.
MI?
Like MI. Mm-hmm. MI's a very good customer of ours, very forward-thinking, and we're lucky enough to be neighbors now. So all the window manufacturers, the construction industry, we do some construction-related products. And the window installer is a very big customer of ours. We have maybe 2,000 to 3,000 installers that use our product every day.
Yeah, that's cool. So you talked about doing kind of some other niche markets, kind of touching on that. What's some of the more unique kind of products you put out there, John?
Well, some of the things we're real excited about right now is we've been developing a way to recycle PVC window profiles. We've noticed in the industry there's, you know, quite a few hundred million pounds of PVC that is leaving all the window manufacturers and not being put back into the window industry like we think it should be. And there's some reasons for that. It's very difficult to do. But like I said before, we like niche businesses. So we aren't scared of being challenged. And as a result, after we came to Prescott, we started and launched this business here. We found a couple customers in Arizona, and the doors opened up, and we basically started creating a polymer. We figured out a way to renew a polymer, PVC polymer, so that we can extrude vinyl window trim for all of our customers. And so now we've gone from buying virgin PVC, and now we're doing 100% recycle, which is just unheard of in the industry. It's very hard to make an A+ product out of recycle because of so many contaminants that are associated with that process.
Sure, makes sense. So essentially you're keeping from having all this material going to the landfill.
Yeah, landfill. I mean, we visited a landfill, and there was over, I think, 2.3 million pounds, 1.8 to 2.3 million pounds of plastic that was piled up, and it ended up going into the, we tried to rescue it. and ended up going into the landfill. That's not a typical case, though. It's not all going in the landfill, but it's going into other industries.
Got it.
But not really the window industry. So.
Yeah, no, that's very cool. Well, how many folks do you have out there employed at your location? And kind of tell me more about, you know, kind of your business model, especially in terms of how you recruit employees and retain great employees.
Well, that's one of the toughest things that we have. We're growing. We have around 54 employees. And I think we have hired, I would imagine we're hired around 40 of them in Prescott. We thought it was going to be 15 people, and there's so much opportunity since we came to Prescott that we ended up hiring around 40. And we're at about maybe 75% capacity on our building, in my opinion. So I luckily bought a land right next to it. So there's we built a 50,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, and we have room to grow another 50,000 square feet next door. But just a few things happen, like with Glenn with Risawares, you know, we're going to need, you know, a 200,000 square foot building. But there's a lot of opportunity that's happened in Prescott that I did not anticipate. And so we're going to be probably hiring another 50, I think, in the next 3 years at the rate that we're growing. You know, even if half of the things that are boiling right now don't happen, that's a realistic a goal that's yeah. happening right now. We're growing at about 20% per year, but we think it could jump to 40% to, you know, well, I don't think we could handle, you know, more than 40%. It's pretty tough to ramp that much up, but anyway.
Yeah, no, that's great. So you're pretty bullish in 2018, it sounds like, with those extra jobs hopefully coming online, and we appreciate those jobs that you're providing for those folks here in Prescott. Let's talk more about kind of how you got here to Prescott. You know, Glenn was telling us, you know, that his dad recruited him back. He's a native son, but that's not the case for you. What pulled you into Prescott?
We knew we had to get out of California. California is not a healthy relationship with business and manufacturing. They truly, their actions say that they're not interested in manufacturers. They're more interested in distribution that's a whole nother subject, but we knew we had to get out just like everyone else. And a lot of people got out over 10 years ago. So I'm really following some of the visionaries back then, but there's a lot more that are going to be coming, because people like me are succeeding. And so we looked into Texas. It was, long story short, it was too far away. It was too hot. And so, but we love the culture there. We love the people there. So our next place that was closer on the West Coast was Arizona. And we love the people and the culture in Arizona, and especially in Prescott. We really love the charm of the city here. And I'm very, very happy I found this place. How I found this place was from MI Windows. Mm-hmm. And had I not visited that customer, and at the time we weren't doing that much business together, but that was over 8 years ago. And now we're doing a ton of business together. So that worked out really good. I knew to come up here. We tried Phoenix. It was too hot for me. I can't think well when it goes past, you know, 85 degrees.
It's just
it's a chemistry thing. Some people can handle it, like my wife, but I can't handle it. So now I got everything I wanted. My building does not vary more than 10 or 15 degrees year round. It's never under 60 in the winter, and it's never over 80 in the summer. So it allows me to develop new products, not be scared to go out in the, you know, 105 degree factory like I did in California, and then try and retreat back into air conditioning to try and think straight again.
So that's pretty important for your manufacturing, that.
I think for, yeah, the employees. I mean, if I'm struggling, so are they.
Understood.
Know? So, you know, it's hard to tell people work hard when, you know, the sweat's dripping down their face and into their eyes.
Yeah, understood. Well, this is great, John, to hear kind of more about what you do there at Vinyl Visions. We're going to take a quick break. We're on KQ&A. This is Greg Mingarelli, Mayor of Prescott, with John Halley, and we'll be right back.
Stay
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got a few more minutes here to round out the show. We're with John Halley with Vinyl Visions, just talking about his business and the great things he's doing here in Prescott, the jobs he's creating. And over the break, John, we were talking some just about retaining great employees, attracting great employees. And tell me some more just about, you know, you're in manufacturing. So what are the things that you're offering your employees now to continue to make sure you keep your great employees in place?
Well, I wanted to build a state-of-the-art facility, and I did. And I have a salon in my factory now. I don't think there's any manufacturing companies with a salon, but we have a salon. We cut their hair for free and wow. Their kids for half price. We have a gym there. We have over 75, or no, I think it's over close to 100 skylights, so that we don't even need any lights at all to operate, but we still have lights. So it's good for the human being to be exposed to vitamin D, and it's a cheerier atmosphere to live in. You know, we're not supposed to be in a cave with lights on. So I built a state-of-the-art facility, and I wanted to attract. I thought that would be enough to attract really productive, innovative, motivated employees that really want to develop their lives, both, you know, monetarily and spiritually, and so. There's a shortage of labor here. You know, there's between $10 an hour to, let's say, $17 an hour. We're having trouble building our empire on that, and so we're trying. I'm looking into trying to create a better carrot for my employees, where they could maybe even own a piece of Prescott. So I want to basically, in a nutshell, try and find out a way to financially who does this financially. That's the hard part, but an employee can basically come here and have a place to stay in a beautiful Prescott, and eventually own their own home. That's what I'm working on right now.
You know, that is an amazing vision, John. I think it's a great vision. You know, most employers don't concern themselves with that, and I think it's an awesome opportunity that you're giving your employees to retain them. I want to thank you so much, John, for being on the show today. That's all the time we have today, and I want to thank both Glenn Henshaw of Resaware and Mr. John Halley of Vinyl Visions. Learned a lot about two businesses that chose Prescott and are contributing to our thriving business community. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli, and I've been your host. We'll be back next month on the third Wednesday at 4 p.m. We hope you tune in again to KQ&A. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.